December. Doesn't go that much. It's not the tzad of the beer word. The tzad of the condition was Oshakinus. There was no beer. Little stuff of condition. That's fine. Then he said, no. Whatever it is. But there's the same Russian Shemin. It says, Sima Lamed Tes, Sif Lamed Hey, Hey Beis of the Day. It says like this. Whatever it is. Shema Bito Latznak Shabal of Shakin. Can't say less than Shema. Then in the top, then the Rabbi goes further. The pain, I'm a Kaddish of Tochot Mishav. That is the Kiddush was Oshak Shakin. There was no beer. Little stuff of Kiddush. That's fine. Then he said, no. Whatever it is. But there's the same Russian Shema. It says, Sima Lamed Tes, Sif Lamed Hey, Hey Beis of the Day. Says like this. Whatever it is. Shema Bito Latznak Shabal of Shakin. Can't say less than Shema. Then in the top, then the Rabbi goes further. The pain, I'm a Kaddish with Tochot Mishav Puta. Where's Tochot Mishav Puta? That's in the Chaber, Simen, Lamed Alev, Tif Tet. It's all Chazar from yesterday, we're both that. There's in the Kaddish, Tochot Mishav Puta, Nu, the Achakak, all the Milvas in the Rambam. The father of all, Stab, it's Nehden, Grief and Get. He didn't say, Stab, it's Get. Grief and Get, sounds like Barak. So the Rambam does not distinguish between what? Tochas Mishavet Kuta or Milve. They're all the same. And you get the impression that both is bad at Kiddushin. So there, see, the Ma, I made a mistake. It's the Magad Mishnah, those are Kevin Mishnah. In Hilchos Ishus, the Perek Zion, where he says it's supposed to be three sheets. Some say in both cases, let me both cases, Paul Hunter said, put the Nilda. In both cases, it's Tzav Kiddushin, the Ran Shita. Some say in both cases, it's Bada Kiddushin, that sounds to me to be the Rambam Shita. And some split. Some split that Tochas Mishav Puta is get the Vadai, the Milva Tzavik, Shema Yastava Shekidushin Milva Kiddushin. You have to be alarmed to know that Kiddushin Milva don't work. Now, that's just be the Makabe Shita, because the Makabe is the Lamed Aleph test when it comes to what? Tochas Mishav Puta, he says, Vada is Baal Hashem Kiddushin. The fair is Vada. Vada is Baal Hashem Kiddushin. Okay? That's the Machabri over here. In Sim and Chofkas, when it came to Milva, what did he say? Kiddush from Milva, Baal, Son of Nadim, Shirosh, and Tzachar, Yima, Tzvich, and Gatni. Stop it! So yesterday I said, what's crazy? It's Sira. You want to put the two together. Same as the Magad Mishnah. Some would say a distinction. It's a distinction in human knowledge. People know more about Tochas Mishav Puta than they know about Milva. Fine. There are more air. Guazin and Kiddush with Tochas Mishav Puta or Baal, that's only a suffix. So the Chalkos Mechot and Chesed here, the Son Chesed is against the Mechaber, and Lamed Aleph Tzitzes. So why is the Rambam the most strict? We don't know. But I'm just pointing out to you, that according to our Moshe, the Chodesh should not be to be impossible to imagine a suffix Kiddush. Either Vale or nothing. That's the Torah. So I guess they quicker our Moshe, these other, these Gedolim, the Ra and others. Okay. Rabota. What's the name? Okay. Well, so I thought he was right. And he ran out. What can I do? There's something to do. Stop here. Okay. Just rephrase it. Rabbi seems to argue on the right. Okay. And then I'm a father. He seems to have a case like my Milman's going to get me stuff. And how should I get me stuff? How's it possible to get me stuff? So on that word, on those words of also get me something, it's a found in page Samuel Daniel, to the top, which opens up a whole new world, which we will enter into today and try to discuss at length tomorrow. Oh, but tomorrow, after I finish this time, we must go by this. Tomorrow we're doing poses finally from Daniel Bay. We're doing the poses. Yeah, really. for doing Kalsman and Zion Rebbeis. I'm warning you. Quarter to 1 o'clock. Doing Kalsman and Zion Rebbeis. You've only done one Kalsman yet this year. For the second Kalsman we're going to do something. Big Kiddush. We're doing another Kalsman tomorrow. And Zion Rebbeis. And that's going to tie into the whole question of Kiddushin Al Nas. And we'll also discuss a little bit about Shidduchim as we go along, because that's something we should never leave. We said we'd discuss briefly. Grab both sides. Look at the top. Please look inside. Laman Aleph. Get me, Sofek. Okay, and Kiddush al Tznai, Kimashikosa v'simin, Laman Cheskos, Laman Hei. Atav. The Shema Baal Hashem Kiddushim. Kevin Shem Kiddushim, Rishonim, Enon Kiddushim. And other ones to be lost, I'll be lost those. The kasha, here comes the tazah, the question. Questions are always dangerous. There's a question. What is the tazah's question exactly? Let's see what the question is. And the answer is going to be much more complicated than the question. The questions are easy. The answer is tough. What is the question? The kasha, listen carefully. Kana amina da habi ila eina aldera aldat tradition rishonim. They know the most people lost, oh, be lost, look for Kule. Okay, now feel you, and the sky must nine, the sky should be a. Kule come on, Simon Kufn and Zion, Kotel Ramo, Kamekade, Shioko La Hatsno, Shem people, the Pnei Ayova Mumo, Shalom, Kiyama Kudesh. Ramo has a radical statement of Kufn and Zion, which is based on the Tosfos we're going to see tomorrow and Shir. The Gemara is Tosfos, and the Tosfos basically offer the Gemara in Baba Kama Das Kuf Yud. The Gemara seems to indicate that if a man wishes, I told you this last week already. She was married to the tall, dark, and handsome boyfriend, and then he died with no children. She left with the short, fat, and pimply brother, the Lucas Shin. So the Gemara asks, let's just assume that she never would, had she known this, she never would have been married to tall, dark, and handsome guy. What could the fatness be? Should be no good wedding? Or should she just go out of Palisa? Gemara says, amazing parents. Which is the Mesa, Ponzum of the Mesa Bahamas. We cannot make a general assumption that she wouldn't want a short, fat, pimply guy. There are many women who are married to short, fat, pimply guys, and they seem to be happy. So we cannot make an assumption that we have Shin, and she wouldn't want to marry him. Maybe your sister wouldn't want to marry him. But nevertheless, some they wanted to have a husband.
She wouldn't want to not marry the first guy, just because she wants something to say.
Well, she could live with that guy without marriage. There's a famous tape by the Rebbe about this. I was there, I think, by the tape. What happened was a certain rabbi, a very nice man about us, a very, very, very nice man. But in some of his pronouncements of his writings have raised the ire of the mainstream Orthodox community. This rabbi suggested that the statement of the Gemara, Av Lamesa Pandu Lamesa Amri, better live with Lucas Shin or nobody, only applied in the old days, when women were financially incapable of making a living. No one dies, you give your husband, he supports you, so he has pimples, so on. But he supports you. But today, when we live in a different kind of a world, this rabbi suggested that the chazaka of the Gemara no longer applies. So the Rav was not happy with that, for the monitor. He came out swinging, and he really came out very rather strong. It was even transcribed by a certain individual who was in a habit of attacking various people. But he also...
He
transcribed, I think.
difference. Those people have been with blue ears. Whatever. But I have to tape. I mean, it's true. So I was there. You have to tape. I heard it myself. I don't need any tape. I said we eat them every week, right? You were there. But the rough speech, I was there. The goof. I heard it. The question, but there are more of the Kiddush Pella that you can have, based on the Gemara. You can have it in two amount of time. What's the Ramah in effect saying? The Gemara says that we have a right to assume that the average woman who marries a man, even though his brother is a Mukashin, would still rather have it that way than remain single. But what if the woman says explicitly that if I love you, but your brother's a Mumar, he's not going to give me a Chalitza, I hope we'll have children, in case we don't, I don't want the marriage to be valid. So the Ramah says, based on that Gemara, if they say it, spell it straight out, it's going to work. Next to Beis Shmuel, what happened to the principle of what? Ain Adam, also be, not Beis Shmuel, Prince of Taz, what happened to the principle of what? Ain Adam, also be lost, be lost, no. What do you mean? So the Hagos Ashi, we saw yesterday, says, no, it says to Farish, so we assume that Yesh Adam also be lost, be lost, no. This is a question to Tazir. It gives a very important answer. Only one problem. I'm not sure exactly what the answer is. Read it, we'll stop, and then you'll have the whole day to think about it. V'yesh loma, t'kan ha'tnai al ha'ovar, v'yucha levatlo, arminan mitzama bitlo, k'li nosa mebil aznus, al nashe elan d'dorim. For the son, he was merchel t'tnai, whatever, bol Hashem Kedushin anyway, because he doesn't want to be bil aznus. Masha enkin l'kamon, kuf nuzayim, why? There's a whole bunch of things there. It's critical to know what exactly he meant for a very important case. What if you make a tnai klali b'nisuin, which they tried in Paris? Every marriage should be on the condition of that if he gives a civil divorce, then the marriage is null and void. All Kiddush does not. Because of the French government that got involved. That's right. Does it work or does it not work based upon the Ramah and the Taz? Tune in tomorrow to see if it would work. Right. 1 o'clock sharp midnight. 101. 1 o'clock, that's talk of fair. 1 o'clock sharp. Certainly she'd want to get involved in this kind of embarrassed situation. She would want to get involved in that Kiddushin, on that stand. All Rabbi Yitzchak. That's the case over there. What's over the background? It's fact. He didn't get the lager. The man stole from the ger. The ger died, living no yorshim. Who are we going to give it back to? The ger died, and he left no yorshim. So what do? You give it to the kohen. Which kohen the Anshei Mishnah? That particular group. They're going to have a windfall profit, a bonanza. If they're lucky, right? So now, but you need two things for kapara. What does it mean? You have to give the money, you also have to bring a carbon. So the guy gave the money and then he died before bringing the carbon. So the yard should come to bed and say he wants the money back. Huh? They want the money back. Why? Our father gave the money to the Beit Hamikdash, to the Kohanim, expecting to get kapara. Now that he died, before bringing the carbon, he got no kapara. Wants the money back. But say, you're right. He'd have a winning claim to get the money back. Only one thing. Rami, know what? Keses Masaper Maksa. The money that he gave to the Kohanim, it did achieve a half a kapara. So it did achieve something he can't expect it back. The Torah is expected there too. Hey, who cares what he thought this, he thought that, he was this. Who simply followed his thought? Keses Kosa, he sold Guzzle Menorah Atmo. Here it is. Yes. Not the Gazan, the Gazan of yours. The Gazan gave the money to the Kohen, to the Gazan of yours. And the
the yards of the gods and say, our father gave his money under false pretense. He thought he didn't have a chance to have a chief kapara. That's why I gave the money to the kohen. However, because the guy died, so therefore we have no kapara, we want the money back. A money back guarantee. What do we say? No kapara, no money. Right? No kapara, no money. So the answer is they're right. They have a winning claim. No kapara, no money. The only reason why they lose is why? So there is kapara. Kesef mechaber rab. So both in the case of kesef mechaber maksa and in the case of Yevama, Shinoch, Lehuk, Hashim, which is quoted by Yevama, Tosham, and Zion, and Bay, you find this idea. There's a third case in the Gemara of Zion, for those who were interested, and Baba Kama Kubyud. An interesting child, Samad question. A man designated the Korban Chatas. And the man died, not his death here. And the man died. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama that the Iker Adin were not for Allah, for Losh and Sinai. The Allah would have been Chatas, Shemesa, Baalea, Lechulinaz. It would have gone to Chulin. Why? Had he known he's going to die before the Korban was brought, he never would have designated it. So the Hakadosha Bittol, Hekas Bittol, all these three go against the rules and regulations. Simply do we care what you think? You made an absolute unconditional statement. First half right there. Wow, what? No. They don't get it. The heftier was received by the first opportunity to happen to, he saw the body and he ran to put a new lock on the door. Right? That opportunity to have the money. But the thing is that someone was an opportunity to solve the day before they even died. So it's solved the game before they died. And he, I have to pay the Yorkshire, the honor Yorkshire, to pay the Kohan in exile to be a forest. He did it. He paid the exiles before the Kohan died. So that the Yorkshire say, our father only gave him the money because he expected to achieve kapara. No kapara, no money. Okay? So here it is. He came just in time for the most important line of the day. It's right over here. The question is as follows. Why did the Gemara of Akana have two cases? I gave you a third case of a situation in which a person makes a statement and you would assume they would take a chance. Most of you saw that much, we don't fully understand. And I was Gemara, he wouldn't take any chances. But Kosovo came out of the Kosovo. He wouldn't be going to get involved in any fake. Let's talk to you over here. We didn't fully understand what that line meant. Why? How did they know this fact? But the Yisrael of Tosafot primarily is, generally, the main Yisrael of Tosafot is, that ordinarily speaking, the person is assumed that he went into something knowing full well the possibility that the stock is going to go down, that the cow will die, that whatever is going to happen. And he goes in with a fool with two eyes open, and he's fine no matter what. Frank tells that that's the case of two cashes against it.
I think from the marriage
and that. No, there's three cashes. One is Yevama, second is Kesef Mechaber Maksa, and I gave you a third is Kesef Mechaber Baalea. All three somehow are the din is that it is somehow going to be null and void. Wow. So here's the main line of the day. Drum roll. Here's the line. The Hoel, don't see the line? The last one on the double. The Hoel, Ve'eno toloi ela b'nosein yesh lanu l'leches achar dato. The famous shebo toloi vada in erosu v'kamez v'shem tzapot. What does that mean? Most transactions between two individuals are what we call bilateral. What do you mean bilateral? I buy your cow means what? I give you money, you give me cow. Right? That's how most relationships are, bilateral. I do this to you, you do this to me. So therefore, in a bilateral situation,
where I give this, you give that, neither of the parties has the right to revise the contract after the deal is done. I can't say, you know, had I known the stock would go down, I wouldn't have bought the stock. Somebody sold you the stock. Somebody sold you the cash. You cannot somehow say, well, later on, oh, if he would have known this, he would have known this. But it's another party, too. What would he have done? When I sell you the stock, I expect it to go down. But all the cases of Baba Kama have a status shown. They are unilateral. What's unilateral mean? It means one party. One party is doing everything. For example, let's go to the case. The case of Kesef and Baba Master. There's no party who was paid to get any money, who was made a deal. I, the individual who stole from the Ger and now is contrite and wants to achieve atonement, he unilaterally takes money and gives it to the Kohen. Can't give anything in return. So they have what's called unilateral. The other case, not quoted here, but in Baba Kama, it's confused. The man is knocking the car for Chazak. There's no other party who gave money for the Chazak. So therefore, if he died before it could be Nikrav, Nikrav, then what should it then be? The Chulin. And here's the Chiddush, the punchline. A similar story applies even to a case of Yevamah Shanaf of the same book of Shin. Why is that so? Tosfos has to explain a little bit. Not so simple. Then, I tell you a car. You think I'm willing to have this deal? That the car gets stolen in the first 5 years of the sale is no sale and give me a bit of money back? No car dealer would do so, not even 5 days. You can't say, well, that's what I meant. You meant, who do you think you are? You made a formal condition. We'd love to talk about it. You meant it. Look at what you meant. What I meant is it's critical. It's equally critical. It takes two to make this kind of a deal. So they have a nobody can dictate the terms. What would you would have known, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The hockey player child me involved much enough to look at look at this now. This is the most, again, a critical line. So to be it depends upon her. Why her? Here's a very important line, which we have to understand. Shabgara lanu, shahula ya'ake, tishvushum, dover she'ira achar mitzoto. He ain't no choshin shema she'ira acharav. Louis the 14th. Up from wild of deluge. How like that? Yeah, as long as that's what Louis said. Just look at old Louis. Louis said, look, after me will come the flood of your revolution. He was right. But he went to his grave and his grandson was killed. No, that what happened? Right, Louis 16th. All right, no. Even as that his 15th was able to survive. So let's say he predicted he was a smart man. He saw that the whole place was corrupt, rotting to the core. But it'll last long enough for me. I once spoke to a rub who quoted Louis the 14th to me. He was in a deteriorating neighborhood. Someone asked him, the neighbor's gone so bad. He responded, up for a while as a loose. He's an older person, he's in his 70s, 70-something years old. He figured as long as he is a Richa, son of the Shonen, the neighbors will hold. After him? No. So what can you do? The neighbors will go. I mean, just giving you a muscle beyond the whole business, quoting from the Gedolim, from Louis XIV. So here too, Tos said, a person is not so concerned what happens after he's gone. See here too. Rachel married Reuben. Now Rachel says, you know, she comes to Chalitza by Shimon, the Mukash, or Yid by Shimon, the Mukashin. She comes to Bezin and says, you know, I didn't marry Reuben, Amanas, I can fall the Yid by Shimon. So the Bezin will say, very nice, Rachel, but did Reuben ever was ever master to this? She says, I know Reuben, I know my Hazite late. Dear, devoted, loving husband Reuben, I'm sure that he would have no objection for this claim which is being presented here in court today, that our marriage was never a marriage. And the Gemara says, you're right.
It's true. It's true. All the thing is, the Gemara concludes in the Yavamit and Dabba Kama Kufyot. Wow, the punchline is, I thought I said, what's the punchline? The Mace of Tandu. The Mace of Amelie. That we have no clear basis for saying that this woman, Rachel, does not want to be by Shimon. He says it now. But not necessarily clear that that was the intention from the very beginning. Because after all, there was a woman who'd rather have some husband than have no husband. Well, the Hawkins concludes of love for Isha Shanat and Bala Balmu, hey, we will get, but that the Hawkins of Kitchenavsha, look at it. A man marries a woman. I know a case of it. A man marries a woman, and right after the wedding had a bad accident. Car accident. So now the woman will say, you know, I know, let's say for argument's sake he became lame, or whatever else happened, but amputee, whatever that happened. Well, I didn't plan to marry an amputee. Well, what do you say about that? Well, the man will tell the woman, thank you, but you know, it takes two to get married. You married me and I married you. And I have in mind that I want to have a wife, even if I had to become an amputee. And what if you would have been an amputee? Zimrichayim, Sanza? So, I mean, what kind of business is that? Because one of us could never raise that issue. Kavis is totally not even that's a Mekadesh. So therefore, it's only the unique case that the Mekadesh is dead. And presumably, once the person is dead, there's no Kedah. As far as what the status of his Kedush is in retrospect, then we apply the Kasha of the Gemara. Kavis is a Felisa. The Benkel, Hano, the Mighty Awesome, Hey, totally Elevadato. The person thing is called Machadim and Dato. The guy who thinks the money to the Torah and forgets about Ger is totally Dato. That's the common thread of all those cases of Baba Kama. That's the field. It's a fundamental Gemara and a fundamental Tosh. This is fundamentalism. Down south. Yeah. They were never married. But that's the problem. So you asked the $64,000 question. What do you mean he doesn't care? So he's a man who now, we have to have a visualization. This man now died. Huh? Baruch Hashem. He died, he's buried, and now the week is over, the month is over, whatever it may be. And this is Shomer, somewhere in the Hecher or Alamis, in the Olam HaEmes, in the Gan Eden. And now he says, his wife walks into the bed and says, I know my husband. I know that in the Olam HaEmes, in the Shemayim, he doesn't mind if we retroactively nullify the entire Kiddush. What? He starts screaming out from up there, what? No! I do mind. Because if you're going to nullify my wedding, what does it turn out? That I lived with you for 10 years with this woman, it would be like news. So what? Okay. Is it the rice or the pasta? Oh, it's been all my hands? No. You don't? He doesn't just want to worry about unction. He's talking to unction what's his fault. He's in a higher world. He knows objectively. Living with a woman without solution, going to the Rambam, is an easier little sphere, cadaver, and don't destroy. He doesn't want that. What can I do? He doesn't want me. There's no guarantee what he wants. But his wife will have to give a couple of bucks from his estate, with multi-million out there left him, to pay off this pimply guy to give her a police officer. I don't know what's going to happen to be done. Why did he want to see Master Owen as being retroactively the listener of 10 years of the wife of sin? He knows no woman, it's not his fault. How does Tosh know this is true? That's a Gemara says it. I can't blame Tosh. Yes. For different reasons. Because Bob the Mace of Tana and Savamala. Nah, but here comes the difference. I'll find the difference. What'll happen? They'll both die. If they made up his favorites with Tanai. Man makes a Tanai with his wife and says, if I die with no children,
Rashi. Why would you so? Forget Pimply. He has a brother who is a priest. He has a brother who's a Catholic, who's not going to give chalitza. He doesn't believe in Yiddishkeit at all. And therefore, no one's going to want to marry him. No one's going to want to marry this guy. As tall and as dark and as handsome and as rich and as big time of chacham and alam milas. But no one wants to marry him because they're afraid, chalila the chalila, there'll be no children, there'll be stuck for life. Because the brother we know is the K.A. converted to Christianity. I'm not going to give it an anti-Jew, a Mishuman, a Russia, a bum, and he's not going to bow to get involved in a chalitza. So therefore, no one's going to want to marry him. Unless you write the condition. The condition that in case I die with no children, then it's nullified retroactively. Who? The Ramon. And the normal person was a brother who was converted to Christianity, who was not like a chalitza. So his woman marrying that brother, the true brother, she can do this. But not every marriage produces children. I mean, the brother is this. So how do you know he's guaranteed 100% there'll be children for the marriage? We have a vital finish from every marriage. It's one of the brothers that in the Torah. Lo yeh before offer of our Torah. But unfortunately, I mean, that's what the problem goes in Arizona. At some marriages, there are no children. And even today's world, with all the pills, with the clinics, with the in vitro, with the, you name it, and it's getting wilder by the day. In call there, not every couple has children. It's a fact. I'll tell you a kiddush. It's a style that a person is going to be spouse to have a family. Not everybody is okay. But she's afraid of Khalilah. He's one of the child, he's got, and he has no children from before. And now she's going to be stuck for life if he dies at any age. She'll be stuck once his younger brother became Christian. So presumably the life expectancy is that he'll be left afterwards. So then she'll be stuck for who knows how many years as an aguna. No one to be an aguna. So she wants to sign a what? Renuptial agreement. Renuptial agreement, there I'm all right. What's the renuptial agreement? That in case Khalilah's marriage ends with no children, that their marriage is retroactively declared null and void. Sounds like a reform rabbi would do it. Well, what was the reform rabbi's original name? Rabbi before the rabbi, where did he get it from? The Ma'ariv Runa. One of the Gedolim of the came up to see the rabbi. He thought of this idea, because someone came to him. No, rabbi, help! No one wants to marry me. Do no fault of my own. Son, what I do here? Well, you see, I have his brother, and his brother converted to Christianity, and everyone's afraid to marry me for fear that if there will be no children, that they'll be stuck and there'll be aguna. So my Bruna, who was like all the generations, rose to the occasion and created this star, this nusa. And there are more quoted in Malacha. And I gave you a little tease in the Ma'amah Tamer here, right? What, Pitzchei Shuva is my name? All he does is quote you, the Yehuda, some. Why did I tell you that? Indicate to you, as a poskim, the Gedolei HaPoskim Shalei Anishim Beis Yisroel accepted it. No, you had his nusach on the Ramah. The whole tshuva. The whole tshuva is just a nusach that he made for somebody. That happened to somebody in his time also, in Dresdor. Who had, oh no, the Matatoh. It was before the expression. It was a Matatoh. Not the whole fun of the Eretz. This is the real Matatoh. That when he was a rabbi before he came to Dresdor, where he brought out the whole page, small print. Look at Shua's come sofa. I don't have it right in front of me. I looked it up in my house. Where he wrote a whole Nuzlim and he writes a little different than the Yehuda. Changed a few things around in his technicalities. Because there were a lot of people there who couldn't get married after a piece of paper. They were afraid of Agunas. So they rose to the occasion. They did it. But the question becomes, how do you know that the husband, if he dies, no children will be willing to have his marriage nullified retroactively. Then what's the source of that? From the Kama Kuf Yud. So, and Tosus and Sumas, Latin Men Zion. That's the whole you started this Ramah. So we have to see the Ramah now. It's Mamash, and this Tosus. Mamash. The brothers know is a Christian convert. He's not going to marry her.
No,
Lucas Shimon Mars is known after Mina because we have to assume in the average case of Lucas Shimon there's no star written. Havla Mesa Tandra the Mesa Rami. She has no reason to assume she wanted not the wedding should not be valid. They asked the wrong Baba Kama, but that happens to be an answer. But I've been two cases of Muma, but the apostles would say a Muma is worse than Lucas Shimon. And they say that that's the back in the beginning, which I didn't ask you to see. It comes for anyway. The whole Arif is Vala, Lucas Shimon, Mela. You can't live with a Muma though. Christian, you can't live with him. So therefore, doesn't say Tavla Mesa. So if someone wanted to say that, you wouldn't even need a condition. No one goes that far. You're always afraid to be true, but whatever maybe. But if you're at it and perish the condition, somehow the implication of the Gemara B'Kamah, the Tosfos Tumas Ben Zayin, is that the principle of Ein Adam, Osa, Bilasa, Bilasos, is inoperative in this case. And the question is, what makes this case unique? That's the positive passage that we saw in Simon Chav Ches Tzim Chav Lam and Aleph. We read it here yesterday. Yes. That's as far as Tzar. What about as far as Ebil Asnuz? Ebil Asnuz, the Tzar, the Machlok, the Tzar, the Tzar, the Tzar, the Tzar, whether you say it's favorite or the work or doesn't work. But according to Tosfos and Ein Gimel, it doesn't work. We always assume another most of the other people doesn't work. Always. And that's ain't not even assuming. Always. Doesn't make it, we just ignore it and say because he doesn't want to be without marriage. So he doesn't want to do anything illegal. He doesn't care what he says. He might even mean it. He's mindful in between. Living in the bedroom with my whatever, however you say shot. First, now I'm going to get a mouth of the so therefore, or it's called a Kiddushin. It's a case maybe a Nachilo or a Gemara having a similar time given. So why is the case different? So we read the Taz yesterday, and the Beis Shmuel is something similar in the Kufnun Zayin. And let's analyze what he said. I want to point out, though, that we're leaving out for the moment another important side point of the Tosh, which is the Gemara Tzad Zayin. When do we apply this principle? We assume that if he wouldn't need the money to buy the ox, he wouldn't have sold it. Our post master didn't tip his hand to the buyer. How can that be? The buyer is innocent. He buys something. All of a sudden, he has to give it to me back. Why give it back? Why don't you buy an ox? Well, you're an ox. What do you think he sold to me? So I have to see the Tosfos and Tzad Zayin. How many of you guys saw the Tosfos and Tzad Zayin? Not too many. Something for tomorrow, then we'll come back to that spot of the Zuri. From the new Mount of the a little stickler. Then tomorrow will be formalized. Yeah. That's right. But if they didn't make the deal, then it's too bad. Tough luck. Brother, who? Well, therefore, what's the question? Avada. There are some who say, by the way, the new whispers, the one in the fatter one of Yavamas, have you seen it in front of them? It is. So fast. The reason why it's so fast is because the person who put it out was Rabbi Yaakov, the other side of the rope, passed away at a young age. He was in Soropar, and he was son of the Rabbi Yaakov, the Joseph, the Baradik, and he was a Rashi in Kevin. And he put out one volume some years back, if you use the language of Rabbi Yaakov in summer, and just before we missed him, a week before that, finally gave him just a printed him. He was printed, I don't know exact details, the Chelik Beis. So I was with my son on Sunday, the son said, let's buy it. Even though I'm not like a vomit, when I learned this kind of what you do, so I need to borrow it because I can't have every single statement. I feel as a chiyuv, for the Hakim Shem Amet on Achlof, he's like a man passed away at a young age, he was an iron in his shoes. He's very good, I'm not saying he's purely altruistic, you want to learn to see what he says. But I wonder why the Lord probably bought it. Remember, we learned Yavamas in the sun a few years ago.
He quoted, if I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Yaakov, 11 reasons. I have it straight. 11 reasons that some popes wanted to be mekil, but if it was a mumar, in the case where there was a yavam who was a mumar, but you don't need even the police. 11 reasons. But all, after all 11 reasons, we're still not there. But the 11 reasons given, why not? I mean, what is this? One of them was, the goy. Doesn't count for anything. But that's one thing. You're right, though. There are those who say, like, the owner. As a matter of fact, when some of the folks say, Afghina Banana Kedushim, we just discussed that a little while ago, because they say that B'zman Hazeh. Some suggest that Talmud says, whatever, it's an Och Yavam, who is a mover. Afghina Banana Kedushim, that's boom. It's another one of the 11 reasons. And 9 more, I only go to 2. Something about Achicha, Achim, so there's a 3, there are 8 more. I can't remember those 11, I haven't seen them in a long time. I recall there were 11 reasons. That's in the back. Aside from the fact that the Ritzvah is only 20% of the regular line inside, half the book is notes in the back. Now do it, there's no Ritzvah. That's one of those things there in the back. You wrote it on paper. Why do you write it on paper? You wrote it on paper. The truth of the matter is, it's a good deal. It's a good sell. His paper, I don't know if everyone's buying. Everybody wrote it. It's 95%. It's like I'm about to say, upside you go. Yeah, upside you go. Part of the paper, there's even less. It's probably 1% of the paper. Maybe less. Less 1%. 0.1%. 1,000th of the paper is upside you go. 99.9, maybe another 9% is from Europe and but who cannot buy it? They're going to cover up Sajid Gaur. I go, wow, Sajid Gaur. I mean, yeah, we have everything there. Sajid Gaur! This will make a sell. You open it up and you buy it and you come home. Sajid Gaur, so much. What? Every 5 pages is a line on top, but then you go, mm-hmm. Yeah, no. A mail phone. Okay. Yes, Simon.
How can you say,
that's what she said, but we say that really deep down. What Stephen says now, what did she think then? It will count. What did she think when she married the guy 10 years ago? That's what really counts. Right, both sides. So we'll come back to Sadi Zion later. I have a chiddush that I found later. The Iker is on the doing. I found Boros in Kibati. I was jumping for joy this morning. I found that the beer I grow. Chos Mishpat. I was the mama for Chavit to the beer I grow. But I'll be tomorrow. Now, so what are the Taz answer? We read the Taz yesterday. We'll read it again today. He's thrown a whole bunch of factors in one line this time. You don't know what is the key factor. You know, what did he say? How many factors are there? One. if it will be one or the other factor without one or the other, not both. That's the show. I'll find a case where there'll be a problem of ego, but it won't be achamosa. Or better the achamosa, maybe that's because it wouldn't be a problem of ego, for argument's sake. What would happen? Time for the two slurs. So now, before we go into this question, let me introduce to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef can't believe this, Marie, this whole thing's not going to exist. He can't believe it. He can't believe this whole thing. He asked a question, which we don't quite fully understand what the question is, but I'll read it to you anyway. The Beis Yosef is in Simon Kuf Nun Zion, and I asked him to see. The Beis Yosef quotes this Kiddush, that you have a Kiddush in effect of Yisuin, Al Atnai. Where's the source? Kosim B'Truma Sadesh and Kibirach Kof Gimel. They have this Tanai. Frank the Beis Yosef, how can it be? It's Masna Masha Kosim B'Torah. What's the example? In Masna Shvoti Zogek Li'ibu. A man married Reuben, married Rachel, but tonight, that if he Reuben dies, he will not have to be able to even by Shimon. Doesn't work. I true and Alad Gemara. I Rishalmi. I Alad Gemara, but Bakama confused the Pharisee Baker. You see that? Wow, that this kind of a situation would work. So he says. Says that even though what? The head is not clear and the Yerushalmi is clear that's no good, how can you rely on the Bavli again?
here's the tab, by the way, it's a cut out, the one I quoted to you before. Pass it right over here. It's just cut out. What did he say? You see? See the tab, cut out? He said like this, Mori Bachami Zah. Mori Bachami means my father-in-law. Father, of course, being the Shabbat. And Mori Bachami Zah, these are the very last line. Right at the top of the bottom. The left on the page. Back hackle. Because we're from his album. Nira do adin. Mi shi yeso ak shaholach mifonov. Velo noda mimena wa mukhai. Shi yochol akadis gamkein al tanai. Shi miyomis velo bonim velo lo yi en noda mimena shol tem mikudeshin. Mishara la hachmikin afilu la chathila. Ad kan la shonov. Who else knows gonna marry this guy? Just imagine the guy. He has a brother disappeared. Don't go marry him. Because what happens, God's no children, he's stuck for life. You make a deal. Again, same kind of deal. The Kiddush is no 11 hectare of Muma. Still works. But nothing's mentioned by the husband himself. Keep that in mind. That's not going to see what the Beis Shmuel has become. Okay? You offer the Kaddish to Ramah.
What will happen if it will be one or the other factor without one or the other, not both? That's the show. I'll find a case where there'll be a problem of ego, but it won't be achamosa. Or maybe it'll be achamosa, maybe that's because it wouldn't be a problem of ego, for argument's sake. What would happen? Time for the two slurs. So now, before we go into this question, let me introduce you to the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef can't believe this marriage. This whole thing is not going to exist. He can't believe it. He can't believe this whole thing. He asked a question, which we don't quite fully understand what the question is, but I'll read it to you anyway. The Beis Yosef is in Simon Kuf Nun Zion, that I asked him to see. The Beis Yosef quotes this Chiddush, that you have the Kiddush in effect of Yisuin, Al Atnai. Al Atnai. Where's the source? Possibly with Tumas Adesh and the Rech of Gimel. They have this tonight. Correct the Beis Yosef, how can it be? It's Masna Mashakos of the Torah. What's the example? In Masna Shvoti Zogek Li'ibu. A man married Reuben married Rachel, but tonight, that if he Reuben dies, he will not have to be out of the Yibum by Shimon. Doesn't work. Doesn't work. I, true, and I was a mother, after we saw them. I, our Gemara, but become a confused with Ferris Faker. You see that, wow, that this kind of a situation would work. Would work. So he says, he says, that even though what? The head is not clear, and the Yushalmi is clear, that's no good. How can you rely on the Babri against the Yerushalmi? The Babri is not 100% clear. Al-Kain says the Beis Yosef, Nishpaka Adel of Elohe, Inu Oshamana Mishihitz again. Boom. Let it sink into oblivion, says the Yosef Karo. And of course, since he was the Shulchan Aruch, he had the ability to let it sink into oblivion. Who came along as contemporary? Who's that? The Ramon. The Zaki Moshe, hey, Umahari Brin, all was called Bruna. Kata Apatisha in the house, so let's go to the other. Now the Kamasa was going to the Torah. The Kamako, in the Kasha, but tonight Kamako was going to say, the Kudesh is in people, the Snei of them, Shabri Dami. I am Kiski Maharai, etc., etc. The Ferish, and it works. And he put in the Mako, and the Ramon, and the Shulchan Aruch, and Agor, he calls it the Halakha Lamaisa. The truth of the matter is, we don't understand what's his question, what's his mouth on the Torah? If he would have said what? Come on, help me out. That I'm marrying you with a full and unconditional marriage, except I want that this marriage should not have the provision of Yibum, of Zika. You're going against the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's mouth on the Torah. You can't do that. But if you say that if it ends up in a Yibum situation, I want the marriage to be retroactively no marriage at all, that's the condition with a tonight couple with the whole story, the whole page of some place in small print. Why shouldn't it work? But different question. That's not his question. That's the positive question, in effect. The Papa also discussed that question. He has a different question. But it's another is this that master must come to the Torah? It's not true. It's not true. You understand the question is. If you look at the Nachas Shiva, he says there's no Machlokes at all. Simon Chav Bey, Sif Kof Gimel, Old Ches. The Nachas Shiva says there's no Machlokes, it all depends on how you phrase it. But the Mashmos of the Beis Yosef and Tumas Rebbe is not that way. We don't really quite fully understand. But now, the Bach goes further. Quotes from the Tumas Maharai, that's the Tumas Adesh. But he quotes also Ksav Yad. Alright, it's Moreno Harav Yisrael Isselin, who lived, I don't know, 1400 or something around the time. Tumas Adesh. Something like that. So he quotes the Ksav Yad. Wow. Not an hour version. Shuv Matasi from the Bach on the Medallah here. The third narrow line. Shuv Matasi with Shuv Marai Ksav Yad. Woo! Right, exactly. Rivash, when did Rivash live? 14th century, Spain. The Sahara is very old, you see. Wasn't born yesterday. He's not born yesterday, not by a long shot. I can't answer that question. The past is admitting he's had for hundreds of years, not that long. But the thing goes not going to the next at all, ever. I rather to be open to the Torah. Unfortunately, communities I will not mention by name, where due to the fact that unfortunately it's impersonal, right, after all. The person walks into the mikveh, they don't know you're single, you're married, how do they know? That's not about a closed community. A woman can, I was going to say, it's unfortunate, that community can marry women don't cover their hair, because you can't tell the difference. But I realize that's really an irrelevancy, because what you do is put on a shekel. $10, you buy some old shmata, and you put on your head, and you walk in, and she thinks you're married, even if it would be a neighborhood where that's, that's done. Ah, right, it's on. It's a big problem. But the reverse fell to be allowed it to happen, that'll cause all kinds of terrible, terrible things. But it won't happen anyway.
You're a good whole life.
Missing in action. I read about it somewhere. Missing in action. So they're afraid of the visibly missing in action. So to prevent the missing in action, they make this kind of a deal. Rabbos, I have a different question. Leave out the brother-in-law. What about the husband? Husband can also become Mia. What will happen, huh? So I'm just wondering. That's how I want to get my hands into Saviyaz. What was the Tanai? Was it a Tanai only by Yibum? Or was it Tanai even by the Baal himself? Different question. I'm just wondering. My guess is it's only referring to Yavam. Because the Taz, who was a son-in-law of the Bach, the Taz in Shulchan Aruch, in Shulchan Zayin, quotes the Bach as saying it's only a Taklan when it comes to a Yavam Ne'elam. In other words, he extended it. Not only for Yavam Mumar, but also Yavam Ne'elam. That's a tremendous chiddush, I want to tell you that. There were some Rishonim, Rabbosai, who were only willing to accept Takonis Maribuna for Yavam Mumar, not for Yavam Ne'elam. You know why? By Yavam Mumar, there was some Gaonim who passed in, there's no leak anyway, for 11 different reasons. So, sorry, 11 reasons, when you have so many 11 reasons, we can rely on this kind of a condition. When it comes to an Af Ne'elam, he's not a Mumar. He's alive and well and living in Timbuktu. We don't know where he is. He's in Belgian Congo. He used to be called. Wherever he may be. He's nowhere. We don't know what happened to him. We just don't know. So in that kind of circumstance, there's no heter of 11 reasons. So none of the 11 reasons apply. If he may be alive, we don't know. So then you cannot rely on this Marie Bruno. So the Chiddush of the Bakken, Achaheri, Rav, as I assume it's going to, I don't know. He's afraid Achaheri, they're all going to convert. Then the same story. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand. Yeah. What happened at the Harry Rock? What did they do? It was a pogrom. Are you afraid that not all the everyone's brother with a convert? Are you afraid that the Nelam will be taken away by the authorities? The brother? Maybe the husband itself? I just don't know. It's an enigma to me. Should I get over the Saviyat? Maybe the new version is wrong still has it? I don't know. But if we had it, it would be very interesting. See what it says there. Anyway. Let's continue. So the Bach asks the following question. You need a Tanai, each and every beer, that it should be done only in the condition that in case the guy died, no children, that there's no marriage. So the Bach asks the question, but I ask the Tanai, the Bach, but also the Beis Shmuel in effect asks the question. Let's open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. The Kuf Nun Zayin. Here's the Taz, by the way, it's a cut out, the one I called it to you before. The Taz is right over here. It's just cutting out. What did he say? You see? See the Taz cutting out? He said like this, Mori Bechami Zal. Mori Bechami means my father-in-law. Father, of course, being the Ibbah.
Gemara in Chamizal, these are the very last lines. Very the top to bottom. The last line of the page, Sachako. Kosmar of Chamizal, the Nira do Adin, Mishi Yeso Ak Shaholach Miponov, below Northern Ilena, with Mukai, Shiokal Kadis Gamkain, Al Kunai, Shiv Yavas below Bonin, below Yi and Northern Ilena, Sotem Kudeshin. Mishara the Hashkin, I feel the Khatila. I've come to show him. Or else no one's going to marry this guy. Just imagine the guy. He has a brother disappeared. No one's going to marry him. Because what happens if he does no children, he's stuck for life. You make a deal. Again, same kind of deal. The Kiddush is no 11 hectare of woman. Still works. But nothing is mentioned by the husband himself. Keep that in mind. That's not going to see what the Beis Shmuel is discussing. Okay? Yachol the Kaddish Niramo, or the Hashem is my couple, etc., etc. And, what? No. So the Kaddish Niramo that all this, the Gedolim who had various clothes, etc., etc. The belief that the book works, because it may smell the vows. Apple God to be Alma Amina and Snaibin is doing. But up in the Gemara, the Vamas Kuptes and Manabe Snaibin is doing. The Kamakom the Chiai Gavne is Tiru. The Beis Shmuel is cutting votes. This is even on the original Bible though. The Ilu Matzne Be'ez Kidushim is doing. Adayin Eish Lof Hashem Be'ez Abiyah. The Kaddish Ota. It's not. I am a similar to Pet. I am Bach, Shavik Shuvah, Smarai. Umidame Shom Zindelit, Noyim Amaburam, Shumanam Kep. Will be Shuvah, Sanah, to all of the Gemash Gatav, because of the Mas Nahash, which is Eitz HaBia. So I mean, every single Bia, is that what I mean? Every Bia is Mas Nah. It's not. Unbelievable. I will Hora Ein Nira Li, will Lo Dami Lishom, Fish Lama Tnai, Asher, next page. Asher will be super in this Kayim at night, Shayach Lomash and Mekadish, Bukhal Open, Shaloy Hebi Yasso, Nus. Asher came Khan, catch every word now. The Lekha Chashash Biaz Nus, Velo Shayach Lomash Lon is Kayim at night. It's not Shayach to say that tonight was not fulfilled. What it means, because the husband is alive, he can't say the husband is dead. He's alive. And this supposed thing happened if the husband dies. Obviously, because when he's alive, he's no, they're going to be married. But the problem, of course, becomes that in retrospect, once the husband dies, and those children, what turns out? They were never married. So, what's this? So, what happened to the Easter? That's a big problem. It's simple. If it turns out in retrospect it's not marriage, so then the whole thing was done to leave the Kedushin. But it was a woman without benefit of marriage. That's what it is.
And what's the Easter?
Oh. That's the Bach. What's the Easter? What's the Easter? We don't know. Do we or don't we? Do we? The round is not. Round is the right. Slowly. No, let me tell you about that. He says, there's no problem. It's no worse than T-Legged. What's the language? How's it often translated as a concubine? That's all the translators say. What it means is that Isham Yukhaz is low without benefit of Kibushan. So we assume it means. Prove yourself. Prove Kibushan. If there's any a steady female companion without benefit of a formal marriage, the Tabak, well, this case is no worse than that, right? It is a little benefit of marriage. Elamai is another marriage is no good in retrospect. But there was the Eucharist and you caught it one for the other. Wait a minute! Is that true? He says it back, I want a Pesach Oro.
Geshem. What? It sounds like a very anti-Torah lifestyle. Maybe it is. But it may not be a formal prohibition. Why not? So what? Wants to be smart, he has to know that he's not going to live forever. He has no kids, he's going to turn around and respect the Bila Shem. He has not wanted to do that, but he has to do the Bila Shem Kiddushin. That's what we're afraid of. So take a look let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Why should we be, we're not afraid of anything. This is called Moshe the Ballad. It was on the Mamma Kavos also. No secrets over here. In the 12 books, the Balak, in the Mamma Thomas, a long time ago. Ain't a Ishan F. Shevet, a Hizish, a Lady Kedushin, in the Kashaka Roy. Ablan Bora, there are snus to those, and Kedushin ain't a club. I feel the Bora, the Shemish, and all of a line of the Shevet, the Ishta, I feel the Yichtalo, and the Arab is Kofano, so low, excuse me, baby. Finish. The Makaba Pasha, the Rambam, I feel like it's also, you have to throw out of that. The Bavadai, oh, wait, look at the Ramos, revises the Makaba. The Bavarai Boshi Militro, who bore up in his daughter, he would never go to the mikvah because he's not married. And the Bavosh made an Isser against going to the mikvah if you're not married. From the woman, Avalim Yachar Elav Isha, Vitovela Elav, she goes to the mikvah. Yeshamim the Mutter, who Pilega Shamura Batov. There are some people who claim that this heter is good, and they act accordingly. And Yaakov Emden, that's supposedly with Matarid. Unfortunately, there are certain other individuals who are following this opinion, despite the fact that going to the Rambam, in Issim is a Raisa. And that's the next opinion. The Atomish, also the local Alev, Alzevishim, is Mosia Kadesh, the Rambam. So who wants to get involved? Stuff taken by Raisa of the Muslim. But there are those who have forget the horror, so they won't get around the speck of the right. And the author of Polskin, the long piece here, who holds up to the director, who holds up to the Rabbanon, who holds up to Mutimikir Adin, but you know you really shouldn't do it, and who holds up to Mutimikir, but you know it's not nice to do, and who holds up to Mutimamish. The last is the shortest list of all. Ultra Polskin, right here. Yeah. That's right. What seminary rush? Now you're teaching me. I don't have any seminary rush flow in my head, but there's a fair issue. Right? Exactly so. And I know a rabbi, quote unquote, who recommended other things those who go to the mission. For the same reason as the rush. The same as we first recommended they should go, we recommend they should go. Not for the hell. Right, yeah, exactly. Rivas, when did Rivas live? 14th century, Spain. The Sahara is very old, you see. Was born yesterday. Was not born yesterday, not by a long shot. Problem. the reverse fell, to be allowed to happen, that it caused all kinds of terrible, terrible things. But it won't happen anyway.
Let's say the following short. Like this.
That's what depends upon the Isser. Isser-wise, you say there's no Isser because of Pilegesh, but it never is. You should never say that. It's against the Gemara. It depends upon what we call the morality. But it's morality, which I don't know better. I don't have the Ultimate in front of me, but some of us, I don't have enough to do an Ultimate here. So the Lashon is there, you know, that's one of the vows of the woman when there's no marriage. Then you can argue, as long as b'shaita there was a marriage, b'shaita there was a marriage, so then, if b'shaita there was a marriage, so then there's nothing wrong morally with what's happening. On the contrary, the moral saint, he's willing to have all of his relations with his wife be retroactively considered officially, legalistically, not in the context of marriage, to save his poor wife from the wicked, malicious, scrupulous, extortionist, convert brother. So I said, it's about that? It's about that. What is it with Issa Pelegas? What I'm saying, what's the second reason? Meanwhile, the Beis Shmuel, despite the fact that he also is dealing with the legacy, does not quote the word to legacy because of that. The fact though. So I thought the Beis Shmuel's Lashon meant something different than the Ba'al. I believe it is following. I thought it meant it this. Look, even if Pilegesh is Usher, why is Pilegesh Usher? Why? Well, see a Kadesha. What does Kadesha mean? What does the Kadesha mean? It's a Kerev. It's a Kerev. That's the nature of these of Kadesha. So perhaps the Beis Shmuel is as follows. Today, not be chedah tomorrow. That is in the power of, either party to walk out any minute with nothing formal happening. It's also called up care. Right there, up care. Right. This is the same thing with the fairies. It only works if he's dead. Why? So one of the stars I saw in Ein Sinai Ben Yisuin is as follows. Nachashiv, one of the similar chaveis, his fucking gimel, owes dying. So, I looked at Nachashiv, and no reason is given there either. No reason. So, in Teva and Naive and Isun, he seems to explain it, catch it now, psychologically. Between the law, I saw a psychological explanation. What I get it from? Because what I get after undone in his lifetime. How can you call it